We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what did you think of Rihanna's performance and who would you love to see on that stage next year? I thought Rihanna's show was cool. I thought it was cool. I thought the choreography was dope. I thought the fact that she was on those floating stages in the sky being pregnant was just amazing. I thought the outfits and everything she did was dope. What did you think?
I told y'all, Rihanna performs like Jay-Z. Like, you know, Rihanna has never been known for being a great live performer. And, you know, I was a little nervous because she hadn't touched the stage in a while. So, you know, I didn't know how last night was going to turn out, but I thought it was good. You know, even though pregnant or not, they kept it simple. The production was great. Mm-hmm. Stage looked great. Dances were incredible. Choreography with her was just enough. Vocals were solid.
Was she lip syncing? Because a couple of times I seen her walking and,
I'm not sure.
And the vocals were going.
I'm not sure, but the vocals were solid, you know. And, you know, we've seen Rihanna get on that stage sometime and the vocals don't be where they need to be, mm-hmm. you know. But overall, it was a solid Super Bowl performance. You know, she got a catalog of hits. She's cooler than everybody in the room. She's not going to break a sweat. She really does perform like Jay-Z to me.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Tay. What's going on, DJ Envy?
Hey, Tay. Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. What's up, Charlotte?
Peace. How are you, Queen?
Doing good. Listen, I was really happy that Rihanna announced her pregnancy. You know, that was cool. Mm-hmm. But sis was doing the bare minimum.
Oh, you said she was doing the bare minimum.
She was on the bare minimum. It was pretty lackluster.
Compared to what, though?
Compared to last year, for sure. You know, you had Snoop, Dre, 50 Cent was hanging from the ceiling. Like, it was going down last year.
Hey, no, I loved last year's performance. And last year's performance won a Grammy or something. They won a big award. But it's not like they were doing so much on that stage either. Come on now.
Mary killed it. Mary was doing it.
For sure, but Dre and Snoop wasn't. They wasn't going. The production was just great. It was a great production.
Mm-hmm. And who would you like to see on that stage?
She needed all them people because she wasn't doing anything. She even sat down at some point.
You stupid. Well, who would you like to see next, Mama?
I want to see Nicki Minaj. I think she'll be great. I think she'll put on a really good show.
Let me tell you how this is going to go down. Let me put the play out here for you. This is Uncle Charlotte talking.
I'm listening.
Right? 2024, y'all getting Taylor Swift. All right, Rock Nation done blacked and browned it up the last 4 years, okay?
Okay.
You done got Shakira and J-Lo. You done got The Weeknd. You done got Dre and Snoop. You done got Rihanna. They going Taylor Swift for Nevada mm-hmm. in 2024. 2025, New Orleans, Louisiana. Lil Wayne and Drake, just like how it was Dre and Snoop, right?
Right.
And then it's Lil Wayne and Drake and friends. Nicki Minaj comes out. You might get some Juvenile back that ass up. I don't see why you wouldn't get that. But that's what y'all, that's how it's going down over the next couple of years.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chanel.
Hey, Chanel, good morning.
Good morning, how are y'all?
We doing good, mama. So, what were your thoughts on RiRi?
So, I think Rihanna did a bomb job. I think she is one of the few artists who can be completely covered and still be the baddest person in the room. Think about J-Lo last year. She had everything out. She was twerking. She was doing the most.
That wasn't last year.
That was 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I think she did an awesome job.
Okay. And who would you like to see perform next?
Even though it would be kind of controversial, I would love to see Chris Brown perform next.
I said the same thing.
I think he would be a great performance, and I think it would give them something to talk about considering Rihanna did it this year.
Chris Brown is not, there's so many people Chris Brown would have to jump the line over. It's not, you're not going to see Chris Brown before you see Usher. You're not going to see Chris Brown before you see Taylor Swift. You're not going to see Chris Brown before you see Lil Wayne and Drake. Like, no.
Chris Brown would kill it. He'd be flipping off them different stages and
it
stuff.
It would be the best performance.
Now, I will say this. If my prediction is right and you get Lil Wayne and Drake in New Orleans, Louisiana for 2025, and it's Lil Wayne and Drake and friends, I can see Chris Brown coming out as one of those friends. Because they got between him, Wayne, and Drake, they got big records together.
Nah, you got to give Chris his own.
Man, shut up.
Hello, look, who's this?
Over Mary J, too? Come on, knock it off.
Hold on. Hello?
Charlamagne, it's Janine.
Hey, Janine. Peace, good
queen.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I'm so excited.
Hey, what did you think of RiRi last night, mama?
You know, I love her too much, but I can't say that it was bad. But I was a little bit sad Jay-Z didn't join her on stage. He needed, like, something.
I saw people keep saying that, but when is Jay didn't come on stage for Beyonce? Why do we want Jay on stage? Be happy that Jay and Roc Nation are allowing, are getting these people to be on stage.
Yeah, because when she did Umbrella, you just say Jay's part. Like, you ready for Jay. Or when she did Run This Town Tonight, you ready for Jay's verse.
Kanye wasn't getting nowhere near that stage, but I didn't expect Jay to be out there.
Yeah, they weren't. I don't know. I felt like it just needed something. Like, I can't complain. I love her too much. You know, the staging was amazing, but.
Listen, we all love Rihanna, but y'all are lying to yourself if y'all said Rihanna was ever a good live performer. She's always just, she's actually had some shows that you might see and be like, damn, that was bad. And then you see shows like last night that was solid. It was a good show.
800-585-1051. We're talking about RiRi. She performed at the Super Bowl last night. What are your thoughts? What did you think? And then who would you like to see next? Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me. Get your opinion to The Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Rihanna's performance at the Super Bowl. If you haven't heard, let's play a song or two so people can get a vibe. What were your thoughts? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Was it lackluster? Did you think it was everything?
I think that was actually, and this is my personal opinion. Okay. I think this was actually one of Rihanna's best performances. You know what I mean? Because I think about Rihanna when she was, you know, on the VMA stage in 2016. Vocally wasn't the best. You know what I mean? I've seen her on SNL doing Only Girl in the World. Vocally wasn't the best. Like, I've seen her have some nervous moments on stage. Last night wasn't one of those times.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was cool.
She was solid.
But you know, when you're doing the Super Bowl, I think people expect like everything. Like when you see, you know,
the production was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, production was great. The dancers was great.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just
Rihanna's
cool.
She's never been a dancer like that.
True.
You know what I mean? And she's not an amazing vocalist.
She could whine. She usually do the whine.
Well, she's pregnant.
I know.
And even if, by the way, even if she wasn't pregnant, I still thought that was a great performance because they kept it simple. Like I've been saying all morning, production was great, stage looked great, dancers were incredible, choreography with her was just enough, vocals were solid. It was a solid performance, man. She performs like Jay-Z.
But the fact that she did perform on that stage, I don't even know how high that was in the air, pregnant, that was amazing to me.
Yeah.
That was amazing to me. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Goot, man. I'm calling from Homestead, Florida.
Hey,
what kind of man?
Goot, man.
Goot? The
I'm
Goot?
An artist. My stage name is Goot, man, but everybody calls me Tail.
Now, that's the thing. The Goot is the thing between the boonkie and the testicles, right?
That's a goose. That's a goose, Charlotte.
Oh, goose. Okay.
All right, come on, Goose, man. What you think?
Goot, man. But, I thought the halftime performance last night was great, man. Big shout out to Rihanna. But I thought it would have been cool to see Hov come out and perform, you know, he did a song that he was featured on after he was just named number one artist rapper on the Billboard. I thought it would have been cool.
First of all,
it would have brought out probably a little bit more energy.
We don't care about Billboard's list, number one. And number two, Jay didn't come out with Beyonce.
I think Jay needs his own set. He can't come out with anybody. He needs his own set.
And he can't. And the crazy part is he can't even do that, even though he is an artist that is, you know, beyond having the catalog and the stature to do it. He can't even do that because he puts together the shows.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like we'd be expecting that. I would expect that Jay to have been the first person to perform.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. We're talking about RiRi last night. What were your thoughts, Mama?
I loved her performance, especially with how pregnant she was.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't believe people were questioning, was she pregnant? The woman was clearly pregnant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first shot I seen, and I could tell she was pregnant.
I didn't want to assume that, though. Because we all got, I got four kids, you know what I mean? Sometimes those bellies take a while to go away, so I was minding my business. You know what I'm saying? Y'all for real. Until a woman tells you, hey, I'm pregnant, you mind your goddamn business. It could be that time of the month.
You have four kids, so you know when a woman is pregnant.
I knew she was pregnant from the first shot. I was like, oh, she's pregnant.
I know when a woman's pregnant, and I know when a woman ain't lost her belly yet either.
That was more than just belly. I want to give a shout out to my friend who lives in Houston. Her name is Kia, out of sympathy, out every day. She argued with me with that woman pregnant. That woman was clearly pregnant.
Well, her publicist announced, I guess, spoke to Rolling Stone that she is pregnant.
Yes.
So she is pregnant. Yep. So who would you want to see there next?
Next, I would love to see Cardi B personally. I feel like the women are just bombing the Super Bowl.
You said Cardi B.
Cardi B?
Yes, I would love to.
I don't know if Barty got the catalog yet to do the Super Bowl halftime show. You got to give her some time. Like, Super Bowl halftime show is kind of for legacy acts at this point. You know what I mean? Like, people that could actually be legacy acts. I don't think Cardi's far from a legacy act at this point.
So who would you pick?
Oh, I already can tell. I'm telling y'all how it's going to go down. Next year, you're getting Taylor Swift because Roc Nation done blacked and browned out the halftime show over the last 4 years. So next year, you're getting Taylor Swift. And then the year after that, hopefully in New Orleans, Louisiana, you get Lil Wayne and Drake with friends. You know what I mean? And those friends would be the Nicki Minaj's of the world, the Chris Browns maybe.
Bobby Valentino?
No. Stop. Nicki and Chris Brown, if Lil Wayne and Drake do what Dre and Snoop did, you know Nicki definitely coming out. And I would say probably maybe a Chris Brown.
I would love to see Mary with a full set on that Super Bowl stage.
I'd love to
see
that too.
I would love to see Usher on that stage as well.
Absolutely Usher. Now listen, if it was me next year in Vegas, it would be Usher because of what Usher's been doing with that residency. But we know this is a give and take kind of game. So, you know, they didn't let them get J-Lo and Shakira.
Right.
You know? Then okay, now here go the Weeknd. Now let's go all the way and give you Dre and Snoop. And then we're gonna come with Rihanna. And then next year they're gonna have to go back to Taylor Swift. Right? Mm-hmm. And then the year after that, New Orleans, Louisiana, Lil Wayne and Drake. I'll give you Taylor Swift in 2024 if I get Lil Wayne and Drake in 2025.
I also would have loved to see, RiRi was announced a long time ago, but since hip-hop is turning 50, I would have loved to see a hip-hop 50 performance at the Super Bowl.
You're asking for a lot. now you're asking for a lot. You already got Roc Nation out here working miracles. I don't know what more you want from
All
them.
Right, you're right.
I don't know what more you want from them, bro.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way. We got to tell you about this pastor that feels like if you listen to Beyonce, you ain't Christian. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.